T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, broadcasting live from Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie in Atchison, Kansas. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Every election cycle, we try and bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. We've only got 30 days until the November election, and we need to do everything we can to deliver a conservative majority to Topeka. That's why folks like Chris Croft and Representative Blake Carpenter have been out there door knocking for folks. One way we do that is to elect Webster Roth in Winfield for House District 79. Roth is an auctioneer and a real estate agent. Webster, it's nice to have you back on the show again, brother.
Yeah, good to be here. Good to hear your voice.
Webster, by the way, I'm sorry, I did not. I'm not bringing you pie here from Virginia's famous pie either. I'm sorry. That's been the big trend here. Dave keeps wanting me bring him pie. I'm not bringing you pie either. Sorry.
Well, I figured that you wouldn't. You'd just be eating it.
Webster. So this is the seat, for those who aren't familiar with 79. It's a seat formerly held by Cheryl Helmer, a Republican. Before that, it was held by Democrat Ed Trimmer, so it's kind of gone back and forth. And now you've got your liberal opponent is Trimmer's former, his wife, correct? So, I mean, she makes Laura Kelly look moderate. I'm familiar a little bit with her. She's left of Laura Kelly, isn't she?
Well, I'll tell you, she's quite an opponent. We've got a big race going on right here in District 79, and we're out knocking doors and talking to people. She is in the primary, in the forum, she stated, and I'm just paraphrasing, she stated something to the fact regarding abortion, that we've got to have abortion to prevent having more children.
Oh, geez.
And it wasn't exactly that, but it was to that degree. And I don't know how to figure that out, because my core value of human worth in valuing all human life, it just doesn't equate in my mind and in my sphere.
No, clearly, and knowing her platform and knowing her, she, much like her husband, she's going to be a KNEA lackey. She's going to do exactly what the education establishment dictates. And I don't know if you heard the previous segments, but, you know, we talked, and I've made – it's been so obvious as we've crisscrossed the state that one of the issues that is resonating with Kansans all across the state is this issue of fairness in women's sports. And I can guarantee you, without even going to any of your forums or hearing your opponent, I can guarantee you that if she is representing the people in District 79, she is going to vote in favor of allowing transgender males to compete in women's sports. And that is, without door knocking one door in District 79, I can guarantee you that the people in District 79 don't think that's fair.
Well, it's not fair, and your analysis of it is probably spot on. So, you know, we've been out knocking doors, and not to jump subject real quick, but the number one thing, and we've knocked doors in Belle Plaine, Oxford, Udall, Rock, Winfield. I mean, we're doing everything we possibly can. I'm not letting my knee heal from the knee replacement surgery. I'm working hard because people have really invested in me. The number one thing that we're hearing out there as we knock doors is property taxes and inflation.
That's good.
Those are the big ticket items.
And that's the fact that you're door knocking is the key. Having done this and you know, run for house myself and door knocked over 10,000 doors on my own in my own house district, I know exactly that's the keys. And, you know, property taxes, it's one of the most onerous of taxes because it hits folks low income and folks on fixed income. And that's another area where I guarantee you we need Republicans, not Democrats, representing folks because we understand and we're going to fight the lower taxes like you would.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of my goals is to lower taxes and to work with some great people and to make some things happen so that we've got a brighter future for the state of Kansas. You know, we had a question about the food sales tax and abolishing that, you know, and the question was, you know, well, where are you going to come up with the money that, you know, you're doing away with? Well, you know, my response is we just need to lower the government footprint. I think the other side's just going to say, no, we're just going to tax people somewhere else.
Yeah,
so,
that is their, you know, that is their standard way. They'll find other or they go back to the old pay their fair share. Let's raise taxes on business. And you know what happens. You're a small businessman. If you raise taxes on business, they're either going to have to cut wages, lay people off, or raise their prices.
Yeah, exactly right. And we can't do that. I mean, we've already had to do plenty of that. And so we're just at the point now. I think I heard you say something earlier, you know, we've really got to get out and vote on this midterm election. There's a lot riding on it statewide as well as at the federal level. But statewide, our goal is to keep District 79 red, and everyone's going to have to get out and vote. And I've received significant encouragement from everyone, you know, not only from Republicans, but from Democrats and independents and libertarians that are supporting me. And they like what I say. They like my platform. And some of the Democrats just say, well, we like all of that, but we can't vote for you. And that doesn't add up because we ought to be voting for the person, you know, and we should be thinking about, you know, what's best for our community and what's best for District 79.
Right. Well, remind them that voting is private, so they can vote for you and not tell anybody.
Well, that's true. That is true. But, yeah, you know, the update on this, you know, we're moving forward, and we've just got everything going. We're going to have radio and paper, and, of course, we're knocking doors, and we're going to be knocking doors up till the end. And we're just meeting a lot of really good people, a lot of people that's hurting, a lot of people that need help. And I think Derek Schmidt's got a great plan. The person you had on just a couple minutes or previous section, or that was Derek.
Roger Marshall and Stephen Johnson. Yes.
Stephen Johnson's got a great plan, you know, and we've got to get out and support them. But you know, I'm really focused on District 79 and representing everyone. I mean, not just Republicans, but I'll represent everyone, and that's a part of my core value of human worth. And so if I'm elected, I'm representing everyone, and my door will be open and my phone will be on.
And that is one of the keys, Webster. I know, you know, if your opponent is anything like her husband, and I served with her husband, and it's pretty typical of most of the Democrats. Laura Kelly's a great example. They're interested in representing Democrats. Look at Joe Biden. They're not interested in representing both sides of the issue. And I think that's nice that you say that, and I believe that you want to represent everybody. It doesn't mean that you're going to cave on your core principles, but that you're at least willing to listen to both sides of the issues. And so often, I think you hear it particularly with the Democrats, they don't want to hear from us. They don't. It's like Joe Biden going around saying, you know, Republicans, MAGA Republicans are traitors and are terrorists. You know, that's not what we're about. And I'm glad to hear that you say that you're open to everybody and that you want to have an open door and you want to represent everybody. And that's what we need. It's what we need in Topeka. Webster, I think I wish you all the luck. It's District 79 in Winfield. If folks are interested, they can find more information. Again, it's Webster Roth running for House District 79 down there. It's Roth for Kansas on Facebook, correct, my friend?
Yes, and rothforkansas.com is my website.
Webster, I appreciate you, brother. You've got 30 days. If folks need to, they can get out there. They can help you door knock. They can make campaign donations. We need you in the Kansas House, brother. Best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great evening, and don't eat two pieces of pie.
I won't. Carry on the fight, my friend. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. We're here. Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back for our final segment live on the road on the Fire Kelly, Fire Pelosi Tour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.